Bran had not heard so much laughing since the night the bloody raven came. "If I had my legs, I'd knock them all into the water," he thought bitterly. "No one would ever be Lord of the Crossing but me." Finally, Rickon came running into the Godswood, Shaggy Dog at his heels. He watched Turnip and Little Walder struggle for the stick until Turnip lost his footing and went in with a huge splash, arms waving. Rickon yelled, "Me! Me now! I want to play!" Little Walder beckoned him on, and Shaggy Dog started to follow. "No, Shaggy!" his brother commanded. "Wolves can't play. You stay with Bran." And he did. Until Little Walder had smacked Rickon with a stick square across his belly. Before Bran could blink, the black wolf was flying over the plank. There was blood in the water. The Walders were shrieking red murder. Rickon sat in the mud laughing. And Hoda came lumbering in, shouting, "Hoda! Hoda! Hoda!" After that, oddly, Rickon decided he liked the Walders. They never played Lord of the Crossing again, but they played other games. Monsters and maidens, rats and cats, come into my castle, all sorts of things. With Rickon by their side, the Walders plundered the kitchen for pies and honeycombs, raced round the walls, tossed bones to the pups in the kennels, and trained with wooden swords under Sir Roderick's sharp eye.